Welcome to the Joy Felipe Bruce Podcast. Sister Joy Felipe is a daughter of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills and the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Cathedral of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. The Fountain of Life Cathedral is a thriving church of young, energetic people full of life for the Lord. Sister Joy is also an itinerant minister of Dyke Heward Mills Ministries. She travels extensively, holding pastors' conferences and bringing ministry-related books by Bishop Dyke Heward Mills to the nations. She is the evangelist of the Blessed Salvation Crusade. Now be blessed and refreshed as you listen to this inspired message by Sister Joy.
Put your hands together for the Lord. The louder your clap, the faster your blessing will come. Hallelujah. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, "My neighbor, you are not yet in the exam hall." So please give the Lord a smile this morning. Oh, turn to your neighbor. Everybody has a neighbor. Turn to your neighbor and say, "My neighbor, you are not yet in the exam hall." So please give the Lord your best smile this morning. Some of you, the way you are smiling, like it is not working at all. Hallelujah. And I am very excited this morning because your life is about to be changed by the word of God. It is only the word that has the power to transform your life. It is only the word of God that has the power to renew your mind. Hallelujah. And I don't know about you, but I believe that this is the best church, and it is the best church because God has given us his anointed servant, a pastor after God's own heart, a pastor who loves us, a pastor who is always interceding for us. And this morning she has a word for you, a word that will transform your life. Put your hands together and help me welcome to the pulpit our prophet.
Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your grace and your mercy, which you have given to us through this whole semester, through this whole academic year. And thank you for bringing us to the service, the last service before exams begin, final exams. We're grateful. As we come before your word this morning, may we hear what we need to hear before we begin our exams. Thank you for your word that has sustained us and kept us. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Take your seat. Wow, it's a Sunday morning. Are you in the house? Wow. It's beautiful. Hallelujah. I have to say that this morning I really enjoyed the Film Stars film. It's nice. Amen. Bringing us a reminder of what we were talking about last week. But before I pick up from there, let me give you one or two announcements. The first announcement is that we might be having, or we are likely to have, Sounds of Joy on the 31st of this month. Amen. By then, all exams will be done just before you go home, and we'll go and storm another campus. Are you there? The Amstead campus, which is on the other side of the city, and we believe that it will go well. Amen. Now, the second announcement is that, you know, I know you're going into exams, but some people, you don't have any papers, 3 papers, you are done in the first week. Bishop Doug has a camp which is coming on in 2 weeks, you know. So if you look at it and it works, I think it's the week of the 28th of this month, something like that. And if you look at it and it works for you, I think you can give your name to Lady Reverend Humi. And it's a church growth camp. So I know you have exams, and I'm not asking you to leave your exams and go. I have to say, amen. But just in case, tell your neighbor, just in case some gap be, because some of you, the thing, you know, some gap comes inside. And you can go and come back, hallelujah. All right, beautiful. Well, we've been talking about a great change. Ask your neighbor, you cry. Since you became a Christian, have you changed? Somebody was telling me about a message that Bishop Joshua preached, and he was asking the people that, he said, go and ask your friends whether, your unbeliever friends, whether you now, your behavior is like a Christian. What will your best friend say? That when they look at you and they look at them, we're all the same. It's an indictment. Are you there? Please ask the neighbor sitting by you that my behavior doesn't help you. I mean, when you look at me, am I a Christian? Am I a believer? Am I a Christian? When you just look at me, please give us the scripture. 1 Peter 3, what? The what? 3:1. Let's take a look at the scripture here. 1 Peter 3:1. I know it's about husbands and wives, but the point is, I'm getting a point across. It says, likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if they obey not the word. You see, brother, give us English we understand, because conversation, no, the thing is only talking. So give us modern English. In the same way, you wives must accept the authority of your husbands. Then even if some refuse to obey the good news, your godly lives will speak to them without any words. Your godly lives. So without words. So I want to ask you this morning that when they look at you, do you appear? Hello? Will they say that as they look at you, you sort of make them think of Jesus? Your behavior in the room is like how? We have been talking about a great change, so I don't know why you're squirming in your seat. Tell me, but this one is basic. As we look at you, is your behavior Christian behavior? Hey, and there was silence in heaven. But think about it, because it's a very important point. Very, very, very important. You see, and last week, our last point was about how to get a great change, you have to change your friends. Yeah. And some of you, you must even change your Christian friends. You must change your Christian friends. Are you there? Yeah. Because there are some people who say that they are Christian, but they are Christian in name only. If you follow them, you will not do church. If you follow them, you'll be late to church. If you follow them, I think what I liked about the film star's play today was the fact that the friends assessed the thing and said, first, there was a strong Christian who told them that you people, then he quoted the scripture from last week, 1 Corinthians 15, the scripture. They studied, yeah. Then he left. Then they looked and said, since this friend entered our lives, since this person became our lives, and some of you need to do that inspection. That you were okay, you were correct, you were normal, you were doing your best until somebody who claimed that they were a Christian, that person moved into your life. Are you in the church? Then suddenly your prayer life has changed for the worse. You're always late to get to church. No, you should inspect it. You're always talking about what doesn't concern you. Your dressing cry has changed. For the worse. Yeah, for the worst. Because there are Christian girls and guys, your dress is always on the borderline. Those of you, campus standing management, I'm going to put up a text for you. Are you in the church? And all such friends, if you really plan to change, you dismiss them from your life. You just move on. Just be, you don't have to quarrel. You just move on. Tell your neighbor, you move on, move on. Yeah, move on. Are you in the church or you have traveled? Yeah. Today I'm going to move on to principle number 4. Very closely related. After you are born again, a great change will come into your life if you fellowship a lot. If you fellowship a lot. And our scripture is Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25. Not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. So there are some of you, you neglect to assemble. The assembling of ourselves together is the church. Do you understand? Uh-huh. And it says, don't neglect it as the habit of some is. Are you there? Then it goes on to say, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Hallelujah. You don't just fellowship, but you fellowship a lot. You come into the gathering of Christians a lot. And it's not only in church that we fellowship. Wherever we gather, we fellowship. Are you in the church? Hello? Wherever we gather, we fellowship. Now, when you are lighting a coal pot, one of the things you notice is that for as long as those coals are together, you have a fire that you can use for something. But as soon as you take out one coal, no matter how hot it is, if you put it down on its own, sooner or later, it's going to die. And every believer who does not assemble with the believers, sooner or later, you will die. And I have watched Christians who have come into the church, and over the years, there is no church that's perfect. And one of the reasons the church is not perfect is because you are in it. So before you start to stretch your hand out to criticize something, say that me myself, that I'm not perfect, I'm here. That alone is a reason for imperfection. Or you don't get what I'm trying to say. Because I am imperfect. So as I've come, I've brought myself plus my imperfection. So have you. And so have you. So when we put all our imperfections together, there's no way the church will be perfect. But at the end of the day, it is better to be in the church. When Noah had the ark, the story does not give us the insight. But he had to collect 222 of all the animals and put them in the ark. The fall of man had already happened, and so the peace of the world was already gone. So I need you to imagine what used to happen in that boat. Are you there? Hello? The cat will wake up and come and knock on Pastor Noah's door. Pastor Noah, warn the mouse. Warn the mouse. Because he knows that we are here and I cannot eat it. She has been teasing me. And she'll come and say, and run away. Because I can't touch it. A few minutes later, the lion will come. Pastor Noah, warn the antelope. She has been walking and shaking her waist as she's walking, knowing that I cannot eat her. Are you in the church? The spider will be hanging. Yep. And go back up. So if you think it was only peaceful, I can assure you that it was not. But no matter what was happening on the boat, it was better to be inside the boat than to be outside in the water. So, no matter what is happening inside the church, it is better to be in the church and in fellowship than to be outside. I just have to sort out that one because I know that I'm preaching to intellectuals. People who think that your brain is sharp, that you are smart. And I see a lot of so-called intellectuals who will take a stand and begin to criticize the church and criticize and criticize and criticize. And the church is like that. And all of them, few years later, total shipwreck. Complete shipwreck. They don't even go to church. They don't pray anymore. And they don't see the start of it. So don't you begin. Better to be fellowshipping one with another. That's what the scripture says. And those of you who have grown up coming to church once a week and you are still coming to church once a week, wisdom is very far from you. Because many of the things you do in life don't gather anything spiritual around you. It's the opposite.
So church is one of the few things. So if you two, you just do it one or two, I don't know what is going to become of you. Now, this morning, I have a need also to just define what we are not talking about when we talk about fellowship. Are you in the church? Because some of you say that your bestie is from the opposite sex and you are walking around. And you are walking around and you are in each other's rooms at midnight. And you are so stupid that you are even on the same bed. You are singularly lacking in intelligence. That is not fellowship. That is flirting with danger, and sooner or later it will bite you. Sooner or later. And I'm speaking especially to the sisters. Because you need to understand that a man doesn't think like you. You are saying that, oh, he's a man, he's just my friend. He's just your friend, and so what? And so what? I don't know whether I should enter this matter or I shouldn't enter. Can I get a young man to, somebody to go and station themselves by the light for me? You should be able to switch on the light or off the light. So someone should just stand there. When I tell you what to do before you do it, just stand there. For us young ladies, the things that stimulate us are care, affection. For a guy, it's not like that. Is there a switch over there? I cannot see somebody. But did I ask anyone to touch the switch? Please allow your mind to wear. You were testing mic. For a guy, can you switch the light off? These are the lights off. This is your bestie. No feelings, no problem. No problem. Then you have decided to go and lie in the same bed. And your soft body, including your soft boobs, are touching his arm. Bah, light is on. He's ready. Ready for action. Lady of your children, don't believe me. Brothers, thank you very much for being the only honest brother in this room. What I'm saying, is it true or is it not true? Is it true or it is not true? Please, you can put the light off again. All of us, this is where we are at. We, the ladies, for our light to come on, there are lots of things have to happen. This has to happen, that has to happen. Our mind has to engage, a whole lot of things. So if you have even insulted us, the light will be off. Doesn't matter what you are doing. But brother, a brider. Are you here? A what? A brider. As the switch is off and his eye has fallen down your whatever. His eye has just his eye. But light is on. So please, I am not talking about that kind of fellowship. That's not fellowship. That's foolishness. Oh, mommy, we were revising this thing, so we're lying on the same bed. You are an idiot. You are an absolute idiot with an eye. But maybe nobody told you, so now I've told you. Hey, the church is very quiet. You are looking at me like... Are you in the church? Because, and I have to say it, you are like, oh, but mommy, I thought that you were saying that we are talking about exams. Exams is when your nonsense is at the peak. Because it's at exam time that you are studying. It's at exam time that you have all gone to the library. It's at exam time that you're all coming back at 2 o'clock in the morning. It's at exam time that you are sitting in a secluded place, just the two of you. At exam time. So don't tell me that our minds are on our studies. Don't let me describe you this morning. And so as I'm speaking about fellowship, I need you to understand that it's not that kind of fellowship I'm talking about. Not the kind of, this is not fellowship. You are exposing yourself to danger every day. Let me tell you something. If you just do it often enough, you will fall. Why do you think when they are playing football, if they can keep the pressure up around the goalpost. Why do you think every team, as soon as they get, they are heading for the goalpost? They would have loved to play games, dribbling around so that you will match their skills. But every other group, apart from Black Stars, when they get the ball, are they not heading? Black Stars, they are the only ones I know. When they collect the ball, is it not skills that they are demonstrating there? They are playing the fool. Is it not so? That's why I say every other team except them. When they get the ball, Charlie, let's head straight. And let's see how we'll keep the pressure on the goalpost. Why? Because if you are able to keep the pressure on the goalpost long enough, sooner or later, the ball will enter. If you are doing this, your so-called something, one day, then you'll come and sit in my office and say, I don't know what happened. You don't know what happened, saying. From today, you can't tell me that. Sit down. I'm still preaching. Are you in the church? And I need to say this because I noticed that we can fool around power with important things and with serious things. Are you in the house? Yeah, and if you are a young man listening to me today, disengage. She ain't no bestie of yours. Disengage for your own sake. Disengage. Disengage. Are you there? I'm preaching. I'm still talking to you about fellowshipping. And I'm saying that if you want to change, you subject yourself to fellowship. And you do it often. Hallelujah. Amen. Because when you take yourself out of fellowship, your coal begins to get cold. You eventually just perish. Now, every new location that you go to, another reason why this message is important to preach at this time, every time you change location, there is a challenge of fellowship. So, for example, you are now coming to the end of your 4 years and you are going back somewhere. What's going to happen next is that they're going to send you on national service. When you are sent on national service, you will land somewhere. And as you land at that somewhere, you need to understand that in the same way as you are taking your time to find where you'll be doing the national service or where you'll be working, in the same way, you better take your time and find where you are going to fellowship. Because many times, Christians, we are just not serious. We leave that side to just chance and luck. You will take your time to find the place that will give you money. But the place that will give you fellowship, the thing that will help you to sustain your soul, you don't even bother. You are just walking around, hoping that you will fall into the right place. How possible? So understand that it will take you a while to find a place, and you fix your place, then don't come and tell me that I'm going to my mother's chair. Don't tell me that. Because most of you, before you came here, you were not going to that mother church already. Then over the 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, you have not really been a member. Because you've spent 8 months in school. You've gone home and rested for 1 month. So you've spent only 3 months there per year. Or you don't understand what I'm saying. So now engage your brain that has been trained. And try to look for a place that will work. You have been taught something. If you were not born again and you came here, you are going back to the same church that never made you born again. Have you got any sense? Go to a place where you continue to grow and plant yourself there. Mommy, today you are insulting us. I say, you don't even know half the story. I've even canceled half the insults. I'm not arguing with you. I'm reasoning with you. Are you in the church? Am I showing you something? Every time you change location, every time, the thing that will be challenged is your fellowshipping. Because you feel that my church is not here. What I'm used to is not here. If you continue on that line long enough, you'll be an unbeliever. I see that the church has gone. Most doctors don't go to church. And you can tell them I said it in the microphone. Most don't go to church. Why don't they go to church? Charlie, number one, the course is not easy. Is the course easy? It's not easy. Number two, housemanship is like a version of hell. By the time they're finished with them, you don't know if you're standing or sitting or lying down. You see? But you have to force. You have to force. You have to say that, but I need to fellowship. I need to fellowship. Even if I'm feeling sleepy, God will have mercy on me as I sit in the place there and feel it. He knows my case. But I'm forcing. I'm forcing. I'm forcing to fellowship. Are you there? Yeah, many things in normal life, they will challenge your fellowshipping. Then you go and marry. When you were marrying to, you didn't look well. You went and marry somebody who doesn't go to church. You have brought a problem. You have brought a problem. Whether you are a man or woman, brought a problem. I decided that me fellowshipping, I fellowship. I go to church, I fellowship. Next challenge, pregnancy. Every morning you wake up, you feel like dying. You are not going to die. Pull yourself together and get to church. After that, you have born the baby. And if the baby is anything like some children I know whose names I will not mention. How you even go to the church? Go. I've sat under a tree crying before, carrying my baby. I said, look at the way this child has made me come and sit under the tree. I should have been sitting at home. I thank God I was not sitting at home. I thank God. Are you there? And just when you think you're about to be free, that the child has grown small, number two is on the way. I'm showing you that at several instances in life, your fellowshipping will be challenged. Some of you, you have even gone to assign yourself a job that will ensure that you don't go to church. The church is very quiet. Hey, so mommy, now that I've taken such a job, what should I do? I'll tell you that it's too late to answer your question. This particular question, I don't have an answer. This particular question. Because as you were going, they told you that this job, we work on Sundays, and you agreed. It's not, I don't know what to say to you. I don't have anything to say. Just, you shouldn't have accepted it in the first place. But you see, the course that I was doing, you know, they were going to pay me. You switched it for money. Then may money be your God and good luck to you. Right? That's why now you're tensious. This pastor who is preaching, you don't want us to go for it. Me, I don't want you to go for it. Me. As I prophesy over you that you'll be traveling, you go and come in, you get in first class. Do I look like someone who doesn't want you to go for it? What you talking? What are you talking about? Those who follow my advice, go and see whether they travel or they don't travel. Go and see. It's like this morning, those of you who know MFA, take out your phone and text her that where is she? And ask her that where she is, why is she there? Hey, church has become very quiet. Yeah. Are you there? I've stood in this church, I've told you that you all go and come. True or not? So do I look like I don't like your progress? So you know that it's not like that. But as you are progressing, it doesn't mean you should just leave yourself. Something should be working. As I'm going, where I'm going, can I fellowship there? Some of you are soon, you're going to be signing up. I want to go and do this course, that course. Even that one, am I not in the case? Are we not discussing it? Everything that I see, don't I forward it to our page? Only that when you are going, choose the country, put with sense. There's some countries, if you land there, that's the end of your Christianity. There's no church. And you, as you are, the way you were coming to church, I can't ask you to go and start a fellowship. It's the only other way. You have chosen that you are going to China. Then decide that when you get there, if there is no proper church, you are the one starting it. But if you cannot make such a decision, then please change where you say you are going. The church is very quiet. I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, we're going to fellowship. We're going to fellowship. Yeah, we're going to fellowship. We're going to fellowship. There's no excuse not to fellowship. Amen? When you get to that place, there's nobody there. You start it. When you start, you'll be surprised at the Christians who are underground who will be happy to come around. Yeah. Wait, very soon we'll be telling you that we have started this church. We've started a congregation here. When you ask us where, the names will be mentioned. You didn't even know that they were countries. Shabaya. Am I talking to somebody in the church this morning? Are you going to fellowship? Are you going to be serious about church? Yeah. It is one of the main ways to change. One of the things that fellowshipping does is that as you come in, there are so many things we need to do to make the thing work. And one of the things you notice is that as you put your hand to the plow, things you never knew you could do, you suddenly find out you could do them. You suddenly find out you could do them. Are you in the church? Many of the people you see walking around, they are holding photograph cameras as if they were born holding camera. Many learned it in church. They never knew that they could take a photograph of anybody. Yeah. Are you there? Hey, some people have become very quiet on me this morning. Every day you are sitting there, people are making flyers, sending you the flyer. Most of them, when they arrived here, they didn't even know. If you ask them, what's the software that is used to take? Nothing. They don't know anything. And some of them, now that they are earning money, they don't know us again. Are you in the church or you have traveled? But when you were coming, did you know you could do those things? No. But it's as we've come together in the fellowshipping. Some of you, as you joined the choir, it was only because, well, that one is what I know. But you didn't know that you actually have a voice people want to hear. But as you came, as you began to sing and began to sing, then the voice was polishing. The voice was repairing. All of a sudden, Charlie, you are the main person. Some of you who lead praise and worship in your home church, they will not even give you the time of day. But as you came, fellowshipping. CPS for some static on Musuaho. If I start on you, where will you get congregation that every Sunday you should be making songs? Tell me. Unless you go rapping in a nightclub or something. What I'm saying, is it true or not? But you didn't know that you can even make your own songs. You don't even need to sing somebody's own. Yeah. As you came to fellowship. Meanwhile, as you are singing, and then people are saying, hey, then they are dancing, then they are running around. You didn't know that you, because they can be running around. It's true or it's not true? At least not in the house of God. Hey. The church has become very quiet on me this morning. Are you there? Yeah. Some of you, your work is that the basanta you are in, you are supposed to decide what they wear. You didn't even know that you have what they call fashion sense. You didn't know that you have fashion sense. You didn't even know that you know how to do costuming. You didn't know that you can combine colors. As you start and say, oh, this is nice. They are trying. All of them, because you decide that let me get into fellowship and let me just attach myself and let me just see what God will do. Dougley, your father is a pastor. Are you the praise and worship leader in his church? She's whispering that. Say it well. No. Eresi, your father's church. Are you the one who is singing there? Say it inside the microphone.
At all.
Do they even remember you as they are calling people to sing?
Not at all, mommy.
Are you in the church? You are very quiet, oh. I'm just talking to you about fellowshipping. But as we come, the scripture says that don't forsake it, don't stop. As you come into the fellowship of the believers, as we don't forsake, you see, those who forsake, their talents are never seen here. That's why they will have to continue doing things elsewhere. But as you continue coming, suddenly, something, you fall into something. Somebody will ask you, join something, do something. Me, I never knew that I could organize things for people. I never knew. I entered the church. Yeah. Are you in the house?
Yes.
I entered the church before I knew that I could. I didn't know that if I do this and this and this, I put it together, people will gather. I didn't know. How would I know? The church is very quiet. First time I came to Kumasi, and I told Lady Rev that I'm going to organize a ladies' meeting in one of our branches. And we organized the meeting. And I finished praying. When I got to the church, I almost ran away. When I arrived in the church, 800 women had gathered from corner to corner. I remember when I told my husband asked me that, so when there's convention, where are all these women? Because if they came, there'll be no space for the men. Never knew. That's how I got to find out that, so I know how to organize. I didn't know. Ask your neighbor, what don't you know about yourself? Yeah, what don't you know that you're capable of? You continue fellowshipping. Continue. You start to see things. Or you don't understand what I'm saying? Yeah. And I can go person by person and ask. Are you there? Hey, the church has become very quiet here. Yeah. How many of you are surprised to find you can do something? You can do something. And the something is becoming a major something. Oh, yeah. But we didn't know. You see, but the Lord told us something. Don't forsake the fellowshipping. Son, as we fellowship, we're discovering things. One of my pleasant surprises in this church is to sometimes just get up and say, this person, lead us in prayer. Hey! Son, a prayer warrior will not say, hey! Hey! That's one, eh? Thank you. Thank you for the hint. No, it's true. I'm very honest with you. Most of your colleagues who you see come and stand there, who can lead prayer and all of us will be praying, it's not that I've seen anything. It's just a certain nudging of the spirit. Just call this one and ask them, hey, I've had shocks in this life, I tell you. Because you look at some quiet person. Person is as if, I don't talk, I know no, but I don't want trouble. Hey! Then you give him a microphone. And you say, lead us in prayer. And suddenly Holy Ghost has arrived. And they are leading. Hey! It's her testimony. Charlie, that's it. But you never have known. If you were not fellow, because we will not call you who just randomly enters the church that you should come and tell. No. It's because the person was fellowshipping. That's even why we heard the voice of the Spirit say, tell the person come and do this. Never knew. Never knew. Never knew. That day somebody, I was asking somebody, Yofi, were you the one I asked? I was looking for a praise and worship leader. And the person said, oh, Darkling can lead. Darkling was just a chorister. She was just a chorister. Not that being a chorister is bad, but she was just in the, hey, why are you giving the chorus? Hey! Charlie, stop, oh! Hey! One time they were watching us and they praised one of the leaders in First Love Center sent me. They said, who's that girl? Yeah! But I never knew. You yourself cry. You went first year. Playing drums. And our MD was leaving. And I said, hey, Charlie, brother, as you are going, you better say something, oh. Then he said, oh. Said, this one, it will work. When I told his father was laughing at me. His father, oh, your father, he didn't tell you that he's laughing at me. Are you in the church? What I'm saying doesn't make sense or not. Yeah. It's because, if he was in his house, do you think I'll call him? No, it's as you are fellowshipping. You are around. Yeah. Some of the people who work here, that they are doing film, if you meet them outside, good morning. This today's Sheila. Are you sure? Very quiet. I mean, you won't say that. But Charlie, they get there. We're all excited in life. Yeah. Fellowship. But what's also happening is that as they are acting, they too, they are changing. Yes. That's how God is. He's also working on you. He's also changing you. Before you are aware, you are another person. Oh, you are not getting what I'm saying. Hey, me in my classroom there, I was the mouse in the class. I don't say anything. They don't believe me, O Lady Rev. As in a mouse, if anything, I'm looking at the thing, I have something in my head, but I can't talk. I can't say anything. You're in the church or you're outside? Yeah. Not forsaking the assembling. Everywhere God places you, everywhere you find yourselves, go to church. It's called the fellowship. The fellowship, the assembling of ourselves together. And it is the blessing that the Lord left with us. Are you here? A country that does not have the assembling of believers is a very different place. Many are very cursed places. Yeah, dry places. But you see that in the middle of a place that you think it has fallen to other religions, you go and there's a church. And the people gather. Are you here? And that gathering alone ensures a certain blessing of the Lord on that place. Hey. Are you here or you have traveled? You know, so today, I'm just speaking to you because some of you, when exams begin, I will not see you again. So I have to say everything that I want to say. You see, meanwhile, I don't know whether you do, I mean, why you would do that. Just decide that your break time is Sunday morning and come to church. I mean, do not forsake it. Do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. Are you in the house? Some of you get pregnant, no, you say that because of my pregnancy, I cannot come to church. What's wrong with you? Meanwhile, you go to everywhere else. Are you in the church or you have traveled? Yeah. You see, because you never know. I was just 3 days away from delivery when I took my best friend to a meeting. We were best friends when we were unbelievers. And I had become a believer. And she was going to church, but she had never prayed to receive Christ. And Bishop's wife was having a breakfast meeting. And I went to her because I had just come back to Ghana and Chebia, and didn't know so many people. And I said to her that, I want to go to this breakfast meeting and I want you to go with me. And I knew that one of the reasons why she was not accepting Christ was that she was surrounded by it and she had just not done it. Not given her life to Christ. Are you there? So Saturday, I took her to church. We went to the breakfast meeting. That was the meeting that she gave her life to Christ. Today she's a reverend minister. You see. And my baby that I delivered, I just went into the labor the next day. My baby that I delivered in the early hours of the following morning. He's also a reverend minister. Yes. You will say, oh, we have reached, I can't go. Hey. Don't neglect the what? Assembling of ourselves together. Am I talking to somebody this morning? It's something, and you see, I'm taking my time because this is now, some of you are at a certain point. It's not for lack of points. I have more points than I have time to preach. But I just feel that this is what you need to hear. We are going into exam time. We have taken out all the weekday meetings just so that we don't put you in a tight place. Are you there? The truth is that we shouldn't take them out if we're dealing with proper Christians. If we're dealing with proper Christians, yeah. But to silence the mouth of the accusers, we've made certain compromises. Are you there? But this one, Sunday morning, we'll never remove it from there, with or without you. Yeah. That's the only one. So, Charlie, arise. Go to church. It is amazing how you can waste time watching movies, chatting, loitering around, doing nothing on your phone as you are sitting in front of your book. You're on your phone. You can waste all that time. But suddenly it is God's fault that you don't have time to come to church because it's exam time. The angels in heaven, they watch you and they're amazed. Because they were watching you when you were busy doing all the other things. And they're like, how can this hour, how many minutes? You are asked to come to church, Christ, just for 1 hour. It's true, we start the service at 7. I cannot start preaching before 8:30. Because, Charlie, and that one too is a problem for you. Push your neighbor, especially if the neighbor is at the back. Send him a text. Are you the one they are chucking? He says, you know. Hallelujah. Let me just begin on this point. I will not finish, but let me begin on it. After you are born again, a great change will come into your life when you are ensued with the power of the Holy Spirit. When you are endued with the power of the Holy Spirit. Are you there? Text it. Or write it. When you are endued with the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Wow. Are you there? You see, the Holy Spirit, we will deal with tongues, but it's not tongues I'm talking about. I'm talking about power. Hallelujah. Power. The world is full of a lot of temptation. I would have told CPS come and sing Temptations for us. You are here. But if I ask to come and sing it, these are your people who should find the beat. I don't know how long it will take them to find it. Are you sure? I want you to listen to their words. So those of you on the words, help us.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Those of you who are criticizing us in your heads that, why are they rapping the church? Where should we go and rap? Where should we go and rap? Where should we go and rap? If you be a man, tell me, where should we go and rap? I should leave them for the devil to collect. We will rap the word of God here. God bless you. Why? You will be surprised that tonight somebody will be sitting at his study group with a girl who's now calling him baby, and he will hear temptations, overcome, overcome. You won't be surprised. Yeah. While you are sitting here with your hoity-toity, mightier-than-God attitude. Yes. I don't know. Somebody has just kicked my spirit and I have to reply. I would rather have you rapping in church than leave you to go and rap for the devil. God gave it to them. You too, what can you do? You have not come to tell us your own. Beautiful. Hallelujah. But I asked them to sing it because the truth is that when the temptations come, you need the power of God. Yeah, you need the power of God. And you need to remember that the Holy Spirit is with you. And you're going to be tempted during this time. I cannot pray. Lord, I don't have time. I beg you. Every morning, quiet time is standard. It may not be as long as normal, but it's standard. Are you there? Yeah. As we go into exam time, you come to church. It's not that you only come for a prayer, oh, for my exams, and so what? Hey, bless you. But overcome, the temptations are a lot. Are you with me? The temptation to go and look at questions that you know you should not look at. The temptation to copy. Now that the girl that you like, she's now giving you face because you can teach her. It's a temptation. Brothers, what I'm saying, is it true or is it not true? So suddenly, should they give you face? I hope that if you don't remember my sermon, I hope that you will hear them saying, overcome, overcome, tempting. Hey,
it be temptations, you for look sharp, oh, temptations. It be temptations, you for stand firm, oh, temptations. It be temptations, if I look sharp, oh, temptations.
Hey! Hallelujah. But I want to say to you that the power of the Holy Spirit, are you there? The power of the Holy Spirit, the power to overcome temptation. Young man, you don't have to fall. Yeah. Are you there? You don't have to fall. Joseph was tempted by a lecherous woman. He didn't fall. Amen. Maybe they have suddenly appointed you treasurer of the something something, and they've told you how to siphon the money. It's a temptation. Just don't fall into it. Are you there? There is enough power for you not to fall into it. There is enough power available, but the power is in the Holy Spirit, and it is good for you to speak to him and say, deliver me from this one. Hallelujah. That's why in the Lord's Prayer, the most famous prayer in the world, it says, deliver me from evil. The actual translation is, deliver me from the evil one. Hallelujah. May the Lord help us at this exam time. May he be with you. May he be present with you. May you stand like a believer. May you stand like somebody who knows their God. And may the grace of God help us. I want you to rise to your feet at this time. Stand to your feet. This morning, you just want to bow down your head and pray. Just bow down your head and talk to the Lord. Some of you, you know you have not done your best when it comes to fellowshipping. You want to promise God you're going to change. That you are going to obey Hebrews 10:25. You're going to be a Christian who fellowships. You're going to obey 1 Peter 3:1. Even though it's talking to husbands and wives, it's also there for the people we fellowship with. That by our behavior, they will be changed. They will be touched. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord for a moment. And thank him also for the power of the Holy Spirit that is available to help us in all our temptations. I want you to promise him that you will make decisions that will help you to fellowship more, not less. Oh, Father, we are grateful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You've been so good to us. Thank you so much, Lord. And this morning, as we stand here, oh God, on the eve of exams, Lord, we just want to say we remember you. Help us to fellowship throughout these exams in the name of Jesus. Help us not to fall into temptation. Help us not to be the tempters, and may we not be the ones to fall into temptation, oh God. But may we remember who we are in you. And may the power of the Spirit be present to help us at all times. Oh, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you thanks in the mighty name of Jesus. And as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, you are here because someone invited you, or you are here because you came yourself, but you, as you look at it, you can see that your relationship with the Lord is compromised. And you're saying, Lord, I want to renew it. Lord, I have fallen short, but I'm coming back home. Or you've never given your life to Jesus. You are here this morning because someone invited you and you came, but you want to receive Jesus. Today you want to make yourself a candidate for the answered prayer. When you are none of his, yes, a prayer can be said. In your case, may or may not work. But you want to say, I want to be his child. Then he must answer me because I am his child. If that is you, you are here, you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, quickly slip your hand up. I want to pray with you very quickly. I want to pray with you very quickly, and then we're going to proceed with the service. So if that is you, just come. Just come to me. I'm going to pray with you. A very quick prayer that will help you. Just come to me this morning. Just come to me this morning. I'll pray with you. You're there, your heart is beating. The Lord is indicating to you all is not right. He's knocking at the door of your heart. Just come to me. And we'll pray together. It doesn't need anything fancy. I just need you to come. Father, thank you for salvation. Thank you, Lord, that you have heard us this morning, that you've spoken to us this morning, and that you have us on your mind. We are grateful. And we thank you in Jesus' name. And all the saints shall say, Amen.
We believe that you have been blessed by this message. For more information, you can follow us on Facebook, Fountain of Life Cathedral, and on Instagram and Twitter at FOLCIEBIASI. God richly bless you.